No. Happy birthday, posthumously, to Amy Winehouse. Do you ever see that documentary about her, LZ?
Yes, actually, I did watch it, and I thought it was fine.
It was good. I mean, it just, you know, look, there's music is littered, I guess acting too, but music is littered with lives cut short, for sure.
It's the creatives, you know, yeah. Music, actors, painters, writers. It's, I don't know, it's one of the reasons why I try to be so creative, George, so I can live longer.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, that's a perfect point. You should tone down. I mean, I feel like that's Greg's entire MO, right, Greg?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know what's on TV right now?
What's that? There's a football game.
Besides the football game. Because I turned on the TV to watch the football game, and I just happened to notice the first Spider-Man movie is on TV right now.
Like Tobey Maguire?
Like Tobey Maguire. The first one was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know why I feel the need to say that and defend it, but I did.
It's not bad.
You know, not the Andrew Garfield versions. Those were...
I do like Andrew Garfield, though.
I do. I like him, too.
Yeah, but Toby's better.
He was a little old for Spider-Man, in my opinion. Yeah. Well, they both are, actually.
Speaking of not so old or looking younger than they should, the Lakers and LeBron have certainly looked at, particularly in this Houston series. LeBron is elevating his game. But the keys to the Lakers' success is more than LeBron and AD, LZ. And what I mean by that is it's their defense. If you look at their defense, they were third during the regular season in defensive rating. Their defensive rating has actually gone down despite still being the third best defensive rating in the playoffs. But of the six teams remaining, only the Celtics have a better defensive rating than the Lakers at the moment. And again, look, LeBron is unbelievable, and he continues to get better, which is wild, right? Like, we saw him elevate his play from the Portland series to the Rocket series, and he has more gears, as far as I believe, right? Yep. And AD is starting to get comfortable, right? Understanding, you know, what these series entail and what will be needed from him in these situations. And I know some people will dismiss the, you know, it doesn't happen. It's not happening with crowds or whatever. Look, man, at the end of the day, the Lakers still have the pressure of being the Lakers. You know, there's no added outside pressure that can be worse than what their internal pressure is, because their goal is to win championships. They have the second most championships in the sport. They're the crown jewel of the sport, despite having the second most championships. So there's an internal pressure of just being a Laker and winning championships. But the thing that travels, no matter what, that the bedrock foundation of this team, for as great as AD and LeBron have been, is their defense. And that is a collective thing. It's not just AD and LeBron.
Absolutely, George. And, you know, we get enamored with the offense for every sport, really. Like, we think if you're able to score a lot of points, that's the reason why you win championships and blah, 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 blah. And there's something to be said about having an offense that's difficult to stop, no doubt about it. But what we always look over, especially when it comes to the NBA, is how good the defense is for those championship teams.
Right.
The defenses for those Showtime Lakers was pretty damn good, anchored by Michael Cooper. Mm-hmm. But we think about Showtime and no-look passes and all the scoring and blah, blah, blah. That's great. But when that team needed a stop, they got one. And I would argue this team is right up there with the Shaq and Kobe's and the Showtime Lakers when it comes to defense.
You know,
they're not up there when it comes to offense. There's no question about that. The offense of those other two teams were better. However, defensively, forget the rating. Look at the who. They took the league bubble MVP and after game one made him disappear. And then everyone was so worried about the Houston Rockets and their offense and the great offensive mind of Mike D'Antoni. He's now out of a job, and that team's about to get busted up. Mm-hmm. So I'm not just impressed that they play high-caliber defense. You got to look at who they shut down to get to the stage so far.
Yeah. And look, the Lakers' offensive rating during the regular season, they were ranked 11th. They're third in the postseason. They've been better in the postseason than they were in the regular season. But to your point, I would agree with that. But, yeah, they're hanging their head on defense, you know, and that's a Frank Vogel staple. And, honestly, that's what wins championships. As cliche as it sounds, there's a reason it's a cliche. And, look, there's a reason. We were just talking about the Clippers, and If you want to hop aboard at 877-710-ESPN, I apologize. I didn't get to your calls in the last segment because we did the football segment. We could take your thoughts on the Clipper curse. Do you believe it? Why? We got a few minutes before Alden Gonzalez joins us to talk about what's going on with the Dodgers. But when Doc Rivers was asked about the Clippers blowing their two 16-point leads in a row there those last couple of games, he said, quote, there's no secret. There's no secret potion that, you know, something happened. He said the two things we didn't do, clearly defensively, they shot almost 60% in the second half. The one thing that did stand out, they went to the free throw line like on every play. But we let them. We got basically, he elaborated and said they got lazy, that they just let them blow by them, and then they ended up hacking them and compounded the issue by putting them on the line. And, you know, for as much as the Lakers get grief about certain things, their discipline on defense has been unbelievable, both in the regular season and the postseason.
Yeah, well, you know, they have not just Frank Vogel, but one of the greatest defensive point guards of all time in Jason Kidd. They got Lionel Hollins, the king of grit and grind for the Memphis Grizzly years.
Who's helping him from back here in L.A. because he's not in the bubble, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Being cautious. So they have a lot of defensive-minded people, and Anthony Davis came into the year wanting to be Defensive Player of the Year. LeBron James' highest finish for that award was also second. Mm-hmm. Dwight Howard's won it, what, three times? Rondo has been on all defensive teams. Like, this team, Danny Green, this team has a lot of defenders on it who take great pride in their individual defense and get personally offended when they get scored on. And that's the attitude you need. You don't need someone who gets scored on and thinks immediately, I got to get them back. No, you want someone to be offended that they got scored on and not be so obsessed with saying, I got to score two now to balance it out.
Right.
But rather, the next time down, they're not getting that.
Yeah. Yeah. Take umbrage with it. You know, take it personal. Take it as a personal affront, you know?
Absolutely. This team's defense, think about this for a second, George. Anthony Davis is damn near 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Frank Vogel was comfortable in high screen and roll situations to let him guard James Harden and Russell Westbrook one-on-one. Like, that's a cheat code.
Yeah.
As soon as that happens, there should be panic in the air and someone's running over to try to help double to save him. And instead, everyone's like going, oh, AD got him.
Right.
That's incredible. And that's a luxury a lot of teams like the Clippers do not have. Their big man, whether it's Zubac or whether it's, you know, Trez, those guys are at a disadvantage.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, listen, speaking of the Clippers and their fans and people calling about believing in the Clipper curse or not and why, I know we had people on hold that dropped off and we've got some here. Here's the deal. Hang up right now because we're going to talk to Alden Gonzalez about the Dodgers and how they trolled the Astros and talk about the Dodgers-Padres series coming up. And at 5:40, okay, we're going to go just do that. We're going to have some fun. We're off today early at 6 o'clock because of the Sean McVay show. So we're going to do the one. I apologize we didn't take the calls earlier, and I apologize we won't do it here. But I don't want to mess with Alden, who we booked at 5:30. So at 5:40, call up 877-710-ESPN. Do you believe in the Clipper curse? If so, why? Do you believe the Clippers will win this game? Do you think they will finally break the conference final curse? And are you buying what we're selling about two things between the Lakers and the Clippers? The biggest differences are their defense. The Clippers were supposed to have the best defense. The Lakers actually have the best defense. And then on the other side of this, for all the talent that the Clippers have, the biggest difference between the Lakers and the Clippers is this: leadership. You may not like LeBron's leadership style, but he's got one. Yep. Kawhi and Paul George do not. LZ and I have talked about this already plenty today. So line it up on that at 540 877 710-ESPN. We'll take your calls after Alden Gonzalez. I promise. We will get right into it. We will cater to you, okay, at 540 877 710-ESPN. Alden Gonzalez is going to join us to talk Dodgers in just a second.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. Alden Gonzalez does a phenomenal job covering Major League Baseball for us here in Southern California at ESPN. He joins us now here on the Celebrity Hotline. Thanks to our friends at Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. So the Dodgers played the Astros this weekend. There was some fun going on in the stadium while the Astros were coming up to bat. Alden was chronicling all of this stuff. And, of course, they're taking on the Padres in what has become a tighter race now in the Western Division in the NL. So, Alden, thank you so much for joining us. What did you make of the Dodger troll job of the Astros?
I thought it was awesome, and I thought it was just the best that they could do with no fans there. I mean, it's just, I can't, it's just, it's really unspeakable just how disappointing it is that, I mean, for a multitude of reasons, obviously, George, but like, that there were no fans, that Major League Baseball gifted us the Houston Astros at Dodger Stadium this year, coming off what happened, and that no fans were in attendance to just let them have it. So, I mean, the Dodgers organist, their DJ, I mean, they did what they could. It was awesome to get the list of songs that they were playing for them and then just sort of follow along. I mean, I think there was one point where Dieter Ruhl, like, let George Springer have it for, like, 20 seconds of just sort of, like, just trolling them. I don't know if they noticed, but it was hilarious. I mean, they played a song from the cartoon show Doug. I mean, that was awesome. Like, I'm a kid who grew up in the 90s and loved Doug, and the song is called Banging on a Trash Can. Like, how could you not love that? So they definitely, at least, did in part, made up for the fact that there were no fans there.
I particularly like the fact that they weren't married to any one genre nor one decade. You know, we had James Brown, right. Back, mm-hmm. The Big Payback, and we had Jay-Z, Hard Knock Life, and Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. Do you think the players from the Astros, though, were they aware that they were being trolled? Because a good trolling only works if the people who are being trolled are aware they're being trolled.
I'm sure that they were aware. I'm certain that they are aware of everything that's gone on this year. And I was talking to a few of the people who followed the Astros a lot this year. And, you know, they were talking about how, like, you know, this season and just sort of taking on that villain persona, which they did not want, but they definitely deserve, has kind of really taken a toll on them. That they've noticed that from their players, that this has just sort of been hard on them. And imagine that, LZ. Like, it's been hard on them, but it hasn't been anywhere near as bad as it could have been because, one, fans are not allowed in the stands, like we said, but also, given everything just that we're going through as a society right now and the pandemic and everything, like, the cheating scandal has sort of gone by the wayside a little bit, but still, like, everywhere they go, like, that's the talk. And they were pulling up to Dodger Stadium, and there were dozens of people waiting for them on Vin Scully Drive, like, just, you know, with signs and screaming at them and stuff like that. Like, they see that stuff. And, you know, it's baseball's hard enough. You got to grind through it. And when you're just sort of hated everywhere you go, like, yeah, that sort of wears on you. But, you know, they did it to themselves, obviously.
Alden, they are now taking on the Padres, a revamped Padres, who are playing really well and have talked about not fearing the Dodgers. How good is this team, and what are the challenges that the Dodgers will face against them?
They're a very good team, George. I mean, any little holes that they might have had, they definitely cemented them in the trade deadline, getting Mike Clevinger, getting Trevor Rosenthal for their bullpen. I mean, I still think the Dodgers are the best team in baseball, and it's funny because, like, I've seen them dominate throughout the year. And after Sunday's game, I hate to admit it, but after Sunday's game, I looked at the standings and I'm like, wait a minute, the Padres are only 2.5 games behind them? And it's just been amazing that, like, that young upstart Padres team has not gone away. This is real. It's sustainable. And to be honest, it's like, it's really the first time in a long time that I feel like there's a team in that division that really can challenge the Dodgers. I know that the Rockies sort of took it all the way to the end a couple of years ago, but that never felt like a team that was going to be good for a while. The Padres seem like they're going to be good for a while. Like, Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to be sort of the Mike Trout of this next generation is what it looks like. And he's got a team around him. They're starting rotation looks
really, really good, and they got a lot of young, exciting players. Their farm system is good. I'm not so sure about this year. I think the Dodgers' biggest enemy this year is just random small sample size stuff that happens. I mean, they might end up with the best record in baseball and all their promise is a three-game series. But I think moving forward, because A.J. Preller, their general manager, was able to sort of make upgrades to their roster last month without hindering really like his farm system at all, which is still really good, this is a team that's going to give the Dodgers problems for several years, not just now. And I think that's fun. I mean, you want some competition in the National League West. They're going to see them a lot. I think it's a fun little rivalry that's sort of just starting right now.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To your point, I mean, the Padres right now at 31-17 are 2.5 back of the Dodgers, but they also have the second best record in all of baseball. It's the World Series between these two teams?
Yeah, I mean they might end up in the National League Championship Series playing against one another, and I think that's gonna be the case for a while. And you know, this year, like winning a division doesn't mean as much, but moving forward, I don't think they're gonna keep this format. I would kind of hope not. But moving forward, like winning the division is going to be a really big deal, and that's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
So, Alden, their rotation is dealing with some issues right now, the Dodgers. What is the expectation of when they can be fully healthy?
I think, well, Dustin May is dealing with a foot injury, but he's going to start on Wednesday. Walker Buehler, that one's a little bit of a question. He's dealing with that blister in his right index finger. He's been playing catch with the blister covered. Both of them sort of, they're both minor injuries, but they're both sort of minor injuries that are coming at the wrong time, and they could sort of affect pitchers in different ways. Like Dustin May taking a line drive off his left foot, like Dave Roberts admitted it the other day, like that tends to sort of mess with a pitcher's mechanics if it's not handled the right way. And Dustin May is obviously a young guy. And, you know, Walker Buehler with the blister, like, I think if you watched him pitch in his last start before he went back on the injured list, he was throwing a ton of fastballs. And the reason for that is because when you have a blister on your index finger, it's hard to just sort of get that spin on breaking balls. So, and that might have been part of the reason why he sort of re-aggravated it, so to speak. So, they might seem like minor injuries, but these things have an impact. And, you know, the Dodgers sort of, they didn't get the starting pitching that they sort of needed before the trade deadline. So they were just sort of counting on the guys that they had in-house. And, you know, to take it a step further, they traded away Ross Stripling because of the confidence that they had in these guys. And now all of a sudden, like, at the wrong time, you've got Walker Buehler, who really is, aside from Kershaw, he's your ace, dealing with that, and you got Dustin May dealing with that foot injury. It should be minor, but I think it's definitely something to watch. But I'll tell you this, like, the one saving grace for the Dodgers this year, and I pointed it out, and I know it's hard to see it because you see Kenley Jansen give up a 3-run lead the other day. Their bullpen is really, really deep. Like Dave Roberts said yesterday, this is by far the deepest bullpen that they've ever had. So if they get in a bind, they could do another one of those bullpen games like they did on Sunday in the playoffs, and they'll be in just as much of an advantage as they were with the starting pitcher.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the starting pitcher pitching because, you know, a lot of people are concerned with the injuries that you talked about. But is it still just a matter of it's just baseball and that it's not the right time, but it happens all the time, every season? You're going to have to deal with this because of the length of the season. I know it's a shorter season, but you're still, feels to me anyway, that you're still dealing with the same sort of issues you would if it was a regular season, which is guys get hurt.
Sorry, LZ, I missed the beginning of your question. Do you mean just injuries in general?
Yeah, like just injuries in general. Like the great George Sedano has a phrase, it's just baseball. Is this just baseball?
Yeah, I mean, like, look, and relatively speaking too, LZ, like the Dodgers have actually been, like, you know, really fortunate with both injuries and with guys missing time because they tested positive for COVID-19, which was supposed to be a bigger issue. I mean, like, look at what the A's are dealing with right now. And the A's seem to, like, get really hit by injuries year in and year out. I thought that the A's were going to play the Dodgers in the World Series this year. Like, that was they looked that good. But Matt Chapman, who is a lot of people don't really talk about that guy, but Matt Chapman might be one of the top five position players in baseball. He's got a hip injury now, and he's going to miss the rest of the year. A.J. Puck, who is one of the best pitching prospects in baseball, who they were really going to rely on to contribute out of their bullpen, he needs shoulder surgery. And who knows when he's going to come back. That's what the A's are dealing with. The Braves look really good. They look like the next best challenger to the Dodgers in the National League. They've had a ton of injuries in their starting rotation. They've had a hard time just piecing together a rotation. So just from a big picture perspective, like, the Dodgers have been in really good shape. I mean, the Dodgers' biggest question mark is not their injuries right now. It's really just sort of, it's weird to say, but it's getting their big guys going. Like, Cody Bellinger, Max Muncy, Jock Peterson. Like, I think that's, as we look to the last 2 weeks of the regular season, that's the biggest question for the Dodgers right now. Those three guys really need to get going.
Alden Gonzalez does a phenomenal job covering Major League Baseball for us here in Southern California for ESPN. Thank you, brother. Appreciate the time. Stay healthy and stay safe.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
You got it. There he is. All right, LZ, we're opening up the phone lines for the first time in the show. We are off at 6 o'clock for the Sean McVay show. So 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Do you believe in the Clipper curse and why? What is the biggest difference you see between the Clippers and the Lakers as now you've seen all this unfold? You see the Clippers up against the ropes. Do you believe the Clippers can win Game 7, or will their misery of not making the conference finals continue? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Plus, you and I have some initial and final thoughts on the Clippers and Nuggets series as well. We'll get to all that coming up in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Sedano and LZ, final 10 minutes of the show, LZ. The Sean McVay show is coming up right after us, after a big win against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Before I get to the basketball stuff and the calls, did you see Zeke's tattoo of that says, feed me, and it's got a spoon on his belly?
I saw that. I'm trying not to judge, Jordan. I'm trying not to judge.
I kind of like that. I thought it was funny.
I'm trying to let people live their lives. Do you?
Yeah.
You know, do you. But I got to admit, when I first saw it, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. Greg, you have ink? Do you like it?
I do. Yeah, I love my ink. Absolutely.
No, I'm saying, did you like his?
This is? Oh, it was all right. Not so bad.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, to each their own if they like it. That's all that matters. Doesn't matter what we think.
No, that's not all that matters.
Yes, it is.
No, if that was
why
all
would
that
you matter?
Matters,
you have
why
it.
Posted on, if that's all that matters, then why did he lift it up so everybody can see it?
Elsie, I don't know. Do you have tattoos?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. I'm covered in tats.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I never noticed.
Do you care what other people think of your tats?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nope.
Exactly.
But Laura, do you have a tattoo?
But you know what the difference? What? I'm not showing mine in front of a camera either.
But you're not lifting your shirt to show
exactly.
it. Right, exactly. Yeah. Laura?
I do. I have two tattoos, and I love my tattoos. They mean something, so
yeah.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, I don't have any, but I'm super like cool with it. Like, if you want to get one, get one. You know what I mean? It's not my style, but it's cool. And I just liked his because it made me laugh, you know, because he's also kind of got, you know, Zeke has also got a little bit of a belly these days, you know, like he's a big dude. He's not as chiseled as he once was. So I also think that makes it kind of funny when he lifts his belly like that. All right, LZ, are you ready before we take the calls? Mm-hmm. Clippers, Nuggets, Game 7, the greatest two words in sports. Who is playing the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals?
I don't know.
Make a pick.
I can't. It's so hard. They can't hold a lead. How can I trust them?
Listen, This is what happens when you only play 12 games with each other in the regular season. They took it. They were literally coasting, and we talked. You and I talked about it. One of our first shows again together was, yo, do you believe that they could get the chemistry they need during the playoffs? This feels weird, you know?
Well, I would say this, that the Denver Nuggets have placed themselves in a position to make everyone in the Clipper locker room doubt themselves.
Yeah.
And so if they're walking onto the court and they already have that advantage, I'm going to go out on a limb and say they'll be competitive in game seven.
All right, I'm going to pick the Clippers in the win. Greg?
I'm going with the Denver Nuggets.
Of course you are. Laura, let me guess. You're also going with the Denver Nuggets?
Hell yeah, the Nuggets. Nugget Nation right now until we got to
Nugget Nation. There is no such thing.
There's no such thing.
There's no such thing as Nugget Nation.
Oh, it's a thing. It's
right
a
now.
Thing.
Right now it's a thing.
We made it a thing.
So let me ask you.
I'm going to give you Nuggets County. You can get a county.
Yeah, maybe.
But a nation?
Yeah, no nation. Yes. Though the alliteration makes more sense. Yes,
Nugget Mountain. How about mountain? Agree. Can we give them a mountain in Colorado?
A hill?
Yes. 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 Who are Laker fans rooting for more right now? Are they rooting for
the Nuggets?
No. Are they rooting for the Nuggets more than they're rooting against the Heat, against the hated Celtics, Greg?
More? The Celtics going down would just be fantastic. I don't mind beating the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals. I don't want the Celtics even touching the finals.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong, Greg. You're wrong.
Why?
I'm going to tell you exactly why. Paul George said he wanted to be a Laker and then spurned us. Kawhi Leonard was our target. He knew it, and he chose the Clippers. For them not to even get to meet us in the Western Conference Final after turning our invitations down, that is way, way sweeter than whatever happens with the young Celtics.
Laura, was it you I just heard going, mm-hmm, in the background the whole time?
Yes.
Okay. So clearly we know where you stand. Yes, yeah. You're with LZ.
Exactly, 100%.
Right. Let's go to the phones. Daniel's in Upland. Daniel, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
So, you know what? As far as the whole L.A. battle rivalry, I'd like to put that aside and just know that the Nuggets are going to get there. The curse is real. 0-7 for the Clippers to clench the Western Finals. It's there. It's real. They couldn't put them away in two games to get there. And I believe in this game seven, Murray's going to pull them ahead, and the Lakers are going to face Murray. And I think a lot of that has to do with the leadership, like you were talking about before.
Yeah.
With Kawhi, and you got PG-13, young superstars, as great as they are, they don't got the leadership as Bron and AD have. Even AD, as younger as he is than LeBron, he even got some more leadership there. Rondo is paired up with LeBron to put the leadership on the court as far as not even the head coach. Head coach is out on the sideline, but Bron and we got Rondo out in the court during gameplay to just advise the youngsters on how to go about each play to put themselves ahead.
Yeah, leadership.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yes. Yeah, leadership is a big key, Daniel. Thank you for the call, LZ. You know, I don't know what Kawhi's leadership style is or Paul George's. I don't know if they have one. You know what I mean?
Well, I think in Kawhi's case anyway, he leads by example.
Right. Remember, but that doesn't help right now. Unless you're just going to go out and get 50.
You can't have the same leadership style for every teammate.
Correct.
Is the problem. You need to be able to love, hate, yell at, encourage. Everyone's different. And Kawhi, to me, doesn't change. He's about leading by example.
Let's go to Jason and Whittier. Jason.
You better believe the Clipper curse is real. It's something us Lakers fans have been hanging our hats on for the past 6 years. Even though we can scratch the playoffs, we can believe in that. So all year, I was the anti-Mace. I wanted to see the Clippers and the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. I even told my two Clipper friends, because let's be real, there's not very many, I'll see you guys, I'll see you guys in the Western Conference Finals last year when we got the tweet that Kawhi signed. However, I am now rooting for the Nuggets. I pulled out my OG Carmelo Anthony Denver Nuggets jersey. And for the simple fact that NBA Twitter will explode if the Clippers blow this.
They will.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for the memes. I want to see what O'Shea Jackson Jr. tweets to Clipper Darryl and Marcellus Wiley. But like Lars says, Nuggets Nation, baby. Have a good night, guys.
Jason, thank you for the call. The pettiness of Lakers Twitter is amazing, though. Like, I will agree with that. It is fantastic to watch in real time. And I am curious to see what that would look like.
But I would argue it's not just about the haters, too. I mean, any team that blows a 3-1 lead.
Oh, you're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's going to be extra from the Laker fans. There's no question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No,
yeah.
Hey, do you say they're wrong for some reason? All that Lakers Twitter has seen all year is different people on different shows saying, oh, they're going to lose to the Trailblazers in the first round. Oh, they're going to lose to the Rockets
in the second round.
But this team can't come together.
They're extra, though, too. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that there haven't been deserved situations this season, but there's extras. There's a little extra. There's no doubt.
But listen, though, I mean, and this is real talk. If LeBron James had the best record in the league and his team lost as early as it did in the postseason as the Bucks, or if LeBron James as his team had a 3-1 lead and then it found itself in a Game 7, the chatter and the criticism
would be way louder than what's happening right now. No question. A million times over. It's not even close. You're 100% right. Hey, we're up against a hard out because the Sean McVay show is coming up next. So Art, Sonny, Joe, and everyone else online, my apologies. Hey, when are we back on, Greg? Do we know?
We are back on tomorrow for maybe an hour.
So basically, we're going to be on whenever there's an Eastern Conference Finals game. We'll be on right after the game if it's before 7 o'clock.
For the most part, probably not Thursday, though.
Right, probably not Thursday. Okay,
that's a lot of math.
So will we be on Wednesday?
Yes, we have a full show on Wednesday
for sure. On Wednesday, call us back at 877-710-ESPN.
Jesus, are we even on now?
Thank you, LZ. Excellent work as always.
You too, my friend. You too. You too, Laura. Not so much you, Greg.
Great job, Greg and Laura. Thank you for those that tuned in, called in. We love you. We will talk to you for sure on Wednesday, full show. Eastern Conference Finals on for us tomorrow. The Sean McVay Show is up next. Have a great night. See you.